Tell me what brought you to Catholic Charities.
Well, I did time in prison.
Okay.
And when I got out of prison, I was in the shelter. When you come out of prison, like, you don't have anything. And in my case, like, I didn't have family support or anything like that. And I had saved up, I don't know, a little bit of money to come home with to get, like, my hygiene, hair products, stuff like that. But it wasn't nearly enough. Mm-hmm. I think, and if you put anything in the story, I think that that's the number one key. Once you understand what's going on with you, mm-hmm. then you're able to, like, change it around. Because I didn't understand about post-traumatic stress. I didn't understand why I kept using drugs or drinking. I didn't know anything about recovery. I just knew that I was just, like, very hopeless. And I felt like that my life wouldn't go anywhere. And I was on public, I had 5 children. Mm-hmm. I just lived off of welfare. And, you know, just kept having babies by men thinking that they loved me. Like, I was searching for something. And now it's like a whole new world has opened up to me. Like, that's why I was so excited when I got my job. I guess when you grow up into an environment that's not healthy, and then you go on to start using drugs or alcohol or whatever, it's like engraved in you. Like, this is okay. I can live off welfare. I can have all these babies and just get more money or more food stamps or whatever. And I really believe that that's how my mind was thinking. And I think that, you know, I had to turn things around. My belief system, you know, just my morals, my values, because they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care how dysfunctional any family is, the parents still teach something good.